At First Bank Kansas, we know ag. Our team is ready to help you whether you need a loan for land, equipment, or livestock. We will customize a solution for you. Call a First Bank Kansas ag lender in Salina, Ellsworth, McPherson, Abilene, Lindsborg, or Hutchison. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Let's Talk Lindsborg, presented by First Bank Kansas on 96.7 FM KBBE. Let's Talk Lindsborg is presented by First Bank Kansas, is an opportunity for you to hear what events are coming up in the Lindsborg community, as well as hear the story behind the story of Lindsborg and all that it entails. Now here is Nathan Sage and Holly Lofton with the Lindsborg Convention and Visitors Bureau.
And welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Lindsborg. Nathan Sage joined alongside Holly Lofton once again. As this time, Holly, you know, we've talked about housing. We've talked about kind of some events going on. We've talked about different things that make Lindsborg special and the stories behind Lindsborg. And one of those is obviously the older generation and those elderly people and the population of where you're going to go kind of when you get to that retirement age. Take us through. We got a couple guests with us right now, Holly. Take us through who's here and why they're here and why it's important that they're here right now.
Certainly. Well, one of the stories that I told you we were going to tell stories in this time, and one of the things I wanted to talk about a little bit is just the wonderful senior population we have here. Many of these people for years have been my volunteers. They've been active in the community. They know the history. They know the traditions that are so rich here. They've been involved in the arts. They've been involved in events, just so many things. And I think as we look at the transition into senior living, it just is what it is. We want that to be good. We want that to be just as good, if not better, maybe even than everyday living has been since the time they've been young. We want them to feel very embraced by our community and ushered into a really genuinely good time of life. And so this morning with me, I have Jennifer Cantrell, who is with Bethany Village, which is the rebranding that's been done lately, and I'll let Jennifer share more about that. And then I also have the honor, or I think it's an honor anyway, we're laughing a little bit, of interviewing my husband, Craig Lofton, who has been the architect working on a project here. And I always admire my husband and feel he is so gifted at what he does, and it's really enjoyable for me to get to interview him a little bit today and share more about how proud I am of what he does. So, Jennifer, do you want to share with us, I guess, a little bit this morning about the vision for rebranding, because that happened just fairly recently?
Sure. So about a year ago, we looked into the option to expand senior living here in Lindsborg, and we found that there was a need, and there was also a misconception for what is senior living. So we hired a marketing firm, Bauer Kalm. They've been wonderful to work with, and they helped us look at some different options. And although Bethany Home has been in the Smoky Valley and serving the Smoky Valley population for over 100 years, there were a lot of people that really didn't understand what it truly encompassed. And so we wanted to break away from the thought of this is only for, you know, needy old people is how it used to be worded. So we want people to really understand that we offer everything from independent living, assisted living, and of course, long-term care, rehabilitation, skilled nursing. So really just to put it out there so that everyone really knows and understands truly what a continuing care retirement community can be.
So you basically say that you can go from independent, just smaller living, so that you have a footprint that's easier to maintain and take care of yourself. You don't have the yard work and some of those things
exactly.
Are a little bit harder.
Yep.
But then you can transition to a little bit more care just as needed.
Exactly.
And then you can transition into full-time care when and if that's necessary.
Exactly. That's so, yeah, wonderful. We can come in and this new brand and new name really fully encompasses everything that we can offer. And like you said, Holly, it's, you know, it begins with independent living. So you've got that, the big farmhouse and all of those lawn maintenance and chores and things that need to be done. We can take care of those things and get you into comfortable independent living where you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
So share with me a little bit about the community there, because that's one of the most important parts, I think, of the senior living we have in Lindsborg.
Absolutely. So, you know, we really have developed a small community within the community of seniors that really get to know their neighbors and lean on each other if there's anything that they need. You know, keep an eye on things and make sure that, you know, I've checked and see, you know, my neighbor, I notice I haven't seen you coming and going. Is everything okay? So really checking on each other and and enjoying life together, being able to get out and do things. We offer all sorts of different activities.
I was going to ask you about that.
In non-COVID times, of course. So we're really looking forward to bringing back our full activities program and being able to offer things to not only just our population, but to the community as a whole again.
So during COVID, this has been a challenging time to provide care because frequently staff is having to step in almost in the role of family, correct?
Absolutely. So, you know, Bethany Home and the whole campus is really more than just a job. Most of our employees feel that this is part of their family. This is like taking care of mom and dad. This is grandma and grandpa, your aunts and uncles. So we really developed that sense of community. And over this past year, we've had so many different regulations and things thrown at us. So it's been really difficult to just keep up with, you know, what can we do? What can we not do? Trying to keep our residents and families safe. We had very, very few instances of COVID in our building. We did have to quarantine one hall for a while, and that was incredibly difficult, but our staff was just amazing. They stepped up and helped take on that role of, you know, not just providing care, but being a friend, being an ear to listen, being a shoulder to cry on. Mm-hmm. So it really created a lot more of a bond.
And even though you've had to be really creative, you have continued to provide lots of activities for the individuals that live within your village of care.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we've been able to continue with several different activities, exercise classes. We just have had to be a little bit more creative in how we present those. Some of that being more one-on-one activities, making sure we've got the social distancing and everybody's wearing masks. We have been able throughout most of this time to be able to offer family visits in one way or another, window visits, and we have a visitor's booth that families can come in and visit. It's not quite the same as being able to reach out and touch someone, but it sure has helped make this past year go by. And probably one of the best things to come out of this whole pandemic has been our use of technology.
Yes.
So we've got a family who has missionary children that are throughout the world. And they had, you know, on their own been meeting once in a while for Zoom and Skype. And now mom and dad every Sunday are able to log on, look at a big screen TV and see all of their children around the world. And to just be able to connect and touch base with them, and it just gives me goosebumps because I love to see those smiles when we see how that technology is working, and it really just blows your mind sometimes. Yeah. So, you know, with all of the hardship and things like that, we have to try to continue to look at some of those positive things, and I think that's one of the most positive things to come out of it.
So many times, I think all of us feel like we live in a great place. We like our community. We like many things about it. But this has been a situation for me where I have frequently heard others compliment the care at Bethany in a way that just blows me away. I've known it. I've always been told that the level of concern and care by staff for the residents is just over the top.
Yeah, it really is more than a job. We really grab on to our residents as friends and family, and that has been one thing that has blown me away. And we have such great community support. So the other thing throughout this pandemic is that the school kids, they haven't been able to come over and visit, but we were able to do a parade. And have the kids go by. Our normal Halloween was a little bit different, so the kids went by and paraded at Halloween. We've had art projects come in from our book buddy friends that used to come in and visit and read with us every week. They've sent their art projects and letters, and so the community support has just been overwhelming, and just it really has helped us get through all of this.
So when you talk about community, talk about some of the activities you're looking forward to, because many of them involve being out in the community.
Absolutely. So we really encourage our residents to continue as if they were still living on their own. So if they've got a beauty shop appointment downtown, we're going to make sure they get down to be able to do that. We do have a salon in-house, too, so they can get their hair done and That's been another welcome
sight. There's no one like the person that's always done your
hair. Absolutely, absolutely. But there was so much excitement when we were finally able to have the barber and the beautician come back in and get a haircut again. But yeah, some of the other activities that we look forward to, of course, are the elementary kids that come over and read with us. Many of our residents have been involved with the Messiah Festival for many, many years.
Many years.
And they get to go back as a spectator. And we've got
tram rides. Oh, yep, those are the ones
yep,
I love.
Going
the most.
Out on the, yeah. the Bethany Homes Surrey. So
Surrey,
if you
yeah.
haven't seen that, it's a wonderful little trailer that we get to go out. And we were able to continue those rides during the pandemic as well.
Fantastic.
Get out, get some fresh
yeah.
air.
And I love that because I've used it in the past
yep.
for tour groups,
yep.
small tour
just,
groups, and
yeah,
it's been wonderful.
It's something that's so
yes.
much fun. It's crazy. You know, you just go out and, you know, drive through your old neighborhood and see how things are looking.
And we have concerts in the park. We have Broadway RFD. There are so many events that mm-hmm. people can have the option to be yep. able to attend if they want to do that.
Exactly. And just coming down to the local coffee shops and,
yeah.
you know, visiting with your friends and mm-hmm. just checking in on the community and seeing yeah. how there can be.
It's very good. Well, we're going to shift gears a little bit now, and we're going to talk to Craig a little bit. Again, this is Craig Lofton, and this is my husband, who is a partner in Alloy Architecture. Craig, you want to tell us a little bit more about your firm and your commute, because you do commute, and for a good reason.
Well, thanks, Holly, for having me here. But so I do. I'm a partner with Alloy Architecture in Wichita, Kansas. We're about a 22-person firm. Alloy has been around since 1981. They started out as Howard and Helmer, founded by John Howard and Ken Helmer. Actually, the day I interviewed was the day that Ken Helmer was retiring, which was back in 2015. And then in 2017, the current partnership at that time decided, since the two namesake partners were no longer around, they wanted to rebrand. So in 2017, we went through a pretty good marketing process with a firm out of Wichita, and we rebranded our firm to Alloy Architecture. And for anybody that knows metals, alloy is basically a blending of different metals. So in our firm, we believe that we're blending different talents and skill sets to bring forth the best team we can present to an owner to design projects that meet and exceed their needs.
So you've rebranded lately. Bethany Village has rebranded. So this has been a great project because you've been able to help them revision some things as well. And I think part of the story for us is also that you had parents that were needing additional care. And so we've gone through recently that experience of transition in living, and it was not easy. And frequently when we would be on our drive home from visiting parents, we would talk about what we would do differently. And from you, that largely came from a design perspective of things that you just saw that could be accomplished in maybe a better way to allow living to be better for those individuals. And so can you talk a little bit about some of the things you visioned for this new project, and talk about this new project, what you've done?
So jumping back, so in 2012, I believe, is when they opened the current assisted living facility. And I don't think that any of the administration that's there now was there when they built that project. And you know, so when we first got engaged with Bethany Village about 2 years ago or so, you know, we walked through the facility. They told us what they liked, what they didn't like. And just because we do what we do, we could see a lot of things they probably didn't like. And we saw some things that just didn't work and didn't make sense. So then they said they wanted to make sure that the addition, first of all, blended. And I think if you drive by the facility right now, it'd be really hard to tell that there's been an addition done out there.
Yes.
From the outside. But on the inside, they wanted the new addition to look more current, more trendy, and have some unique aspects to it. And so what we did, one of the things we did is I wanted to, and this came out of seeing things our parents went through, I did not want the corridors to be just long, straight, institutional, hospital-type corridors, because this level of living is home living. I mean, you're for the most part independent. It's assisted. You've got foods, your meals prepared for you, but you're really living in a home. And so the unique thing that I'm really proud of is when each of the individual resident units have a front door. We brought some of the materials from the outside in, the engineered wood trim, the plank siding, and then we painted around the doors. We used the same four colors that are on the outside of the building on the inside, and not only does that provide a home-like looking entry, it also provides wayfinding for residents. So for residents walking down a hallway, like in their current hallway at Bethany Village, or Sunset Terrace is what it's called now, you know, you have a long hallway with 8 doors. They're all brown. The hallway's tan. There's really nothing that individualizes those doors. Now when these residents walk down, you know, there's a yellow door, there's a blue door, there's a green door. So that really kind of brought in some nice things. You know, one thing that my dad really liked to do, or our dad liked to do, was talk to people. He loved to sit around and drink coffee and visit.
Conversationalist.
So we also tried to incorporate numerous little seating areas at Sunflower Terrace. And they're all mostly have areas where there's a lot of windows, a lot of natural light, so you're not just sitting in a corner, but you're sitting where you can see outside. My dad loved flowers. He loved birds. He loved animals, so it'd be great places to sit. We also created a storm-safe room that is not just a room that you walk in when the doors close, it's pitch black. It's actually a community room first and foremost, but it doubles as a storm-safe room. But we actually incorporated storm-safe shutters, so there's windows that are open in the space more than likely 99.9% of the time, but if there's ever a storm event, they can close those. The community room has a full kitchen with a stove, a range, a refrigerator, a microwave. And it also has a drink area that has a coffee machine, an ice machine, and a juice bar. So residents can use that just during the day for drinks. Families, if they have an event or a family reunion, they can utilize that space and kind of keep and shut the door. And I bet, you know, the space can probably hold 20 to 30 people. And I think also, hopefully, they'll be able to utilize that space for outside the facility events. Like if the Rotary wanted to maybe come and have that space for a meeting, they could utilize that because it's accessible from the outside, not from the inside. And then we also, you know, designed a nursing station in that new addition that has exceptional vision control of nearly the entire facility, including the resident laundry room, which is adjacent to the nurse's station, but it's visually controlled through a window. So one of the things that really, and this is a small thing, but, you know, as we saw from our mom and dad, you know, when you're at a point where your mobility becomes limited and your control of your faculties becomes limited, you spill a lot of things on the floors and this and that, and the place that mom and dad were in was just roll carpeting. So if it ever got dirty and stained, you had to try to do your best to shampoo it. Well, throughout this entire facility, we're using carpeting, but it's tile carpeting. So it's 2x2 squares or 1x3 tile plank patterns. And because of that, you know, and we also, in the project, we give them attic stock so they can replace those parts and pieces if they need to, if there's a bad stain. So that keeps the facility looking fresh throughout the time. And then one last thing is transition. Holly and I actually were at Bethany Assisted Living
visiting a friend of ours. Uh-huh.
Visiting one of the residents, and one of the things she said is that she goes, I just hate that when you go from the carpet to the tile in the kitchen or from the carpet to the bathroom, they had the large rubber transition strips, and she had a walker, and she even kind of showed us, and it was really hard to kind of get over those. So one of the things we really tried to coordinate closely, and I think it's worked out really well, the transition from the carpet to the laminate in the kitchen and from the carpet to the tile in the bathrooms is nearly seamless. So you can pretty much roll through. And we've actually carried the laminate into the hallways just a little bit at these entrances to create a porch. But because it's very seamless and same level transition, there's really no issues going down the hallway either. So.
And there are now some plans to begin to address some of those small things that we just realized now needed to be changed in the other part of the facility. Yep. And so those will be addressed probably as well. And that's exciting to think about because I think it will just feel even that much more seamless from one place to the next. And I can say from the viewpoint of a woman, I think it's a beautiful place. Like I walk in and I told Craig, I think I would happily come to live here. I mean, it's just a beautiful place. There's beautiful light. There's big windows. There's, you know, big bathrooms, the kitchens are great. I mean, it's just a really beautiful facility. I'm very proud that it's in my community. So I guess, Jennifer, let's go back to you a little bit and let's talk about if individuals or if families have interest in this, how do they contact you and like what would the process be to be able to move in?
Okay. So yeah, I wanted to just agree with you that the facility is beautiful. Alloy and Simpson have both done an amazing job. We've also worked with some local artists to get some artists, some photos and things out there that people recognize and they just look fabulous. So we do have a new price structure. So when somebody is interested in assisted living, but they may not need that much assistance, they can come in at an independent level and we can fully customize the services that
they
need.
So like a la carte?
So it's like an a la carte, yep. So, wow. Yeah, when they come in, we can provide services like housekeeping and laundry and everything right on up to medication management and personal assistance. So it's just completely customizable and, you know, really just to be designed to be whatever it is that you need or that your family member needs. All of the apartments are designed to be fully accessible. And so, like Craig mentioned, some things like raising the outlets up to an easier location to be able to reach those. Try to really just think of everything, right down to automatic lighting in the closets. So I saw those the other day and I just thought, wow, that's just really nice. So little things like that. Try to just really think of everything. So if somebody is interested, they can visit our website. They can look up, just Google Sunflower Terrace or go to sunflowerterrace.com, and you'll find all of our services listed there. We can get a packet in the mail to you with some great information. And if they're interested, they can reach us by calling 785-227-2334 and just ask for Jennifer. Or, like I said, they can send us an email. Our contact information is all listed on our website.
Okay.
Yeah, well, my thing, I just sat back and listened to all that. I thought it was great. And my thought is, when it comes to all this is, you know, my grandma lived in assisted living for almost 20 years.
Yes.
And for me, growing up, it was never going to a home or going to a place. It was always just grandma's house. Yeah. And that's what I think I hear with this and how great
Very
it is.
Much
and,
so.
And you can just kind of, this might sound a little cheesy, but you can feel the love in this room where it seems like Lindsborg is very like not wanting to make the change in life be a change in life. It's just kind of just the next transition in life.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And if somebody comes in, you know, we want people to think about it sooner rather than later. The sooner you come in, the more you're able to do. You don't have to worry about, like I said, the home maintenance and things like that. You can still have your own car. You can still come and go as you please. But we're here if you need us. And then if and when the time comes that you need more services, we're there for that as well, too.
But you're not having to move during that time.
You don't have to move. You don't have to worry about so many things. Your health, you stay in better health for a longer period of time. You know,
with just the assistance, being able to, most definitely. Most
having
definitely.
That peace of mind and that comfort and that assistance when you need it.
Thanks for listening to today's Let's Talk Lindsborg, presented by First Bank Kansas. To hear the complete episode again, go to midkansasonline.com. Tune in every first and third Wednesday of each month at 12:30 for another episode of Let's Talk Lindsborg, presented by First Bank Kansas, only on 96.7 FM KBBE.
At First Bank Kansas, we know ag. Our team is ready to help you whether you need a loan for land, equipment, or livestock. We will customize a solution for you. Call a First Bank Kansas ag lender in Salina, Ellsworth, McPherson, Abilene, Lindsborg, or Hutchison. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.